Okay, we're doing the Holy Letters in Volume 4, and we're up to letter 996. And the Rebbe says from here in the Yiddish that from the many pearls that we find in the printed talk, the Rebbe published a talk, it must be from the previous Rebbe. So one of the main ones is, it said like this, that in the olden days they used to know, the Rebbe said, this is probably quoting, I think he's quoting his father-in-law, that he said, that in the olden days you knew that you needed to be a God-fearing, you know, you need to fear heaven, you need to fear God, you need to be religious, and you need to be a chassid, meaning a righteous and a follower, but of the Rebbe connected. But today, what you need is, you need to know how to study. You need to know Chassidus. You need to know the intellectual. Versus the, you with what you're studying is two separate matters. If I can elaborate on this, what the Rebbe is going to say, what the Rebbe is saying over here is, the purpose of the study, of Torah study, is not to gain intellectual knowledge just as a intellectual exercise. The study of Torah is there to improve, make you a better person. It's to refine you, to make you closer to Hashem, meaning that the study helps you serve God better. It's something that you penetrates you, you incorporate in your daily life what you study. The fear of God, being a chassid, being righteous, doing the right things, that's study. But if you just, oh, I'm going to be an intellectual, I'm studying as knowing a philosophy, knowing something, so then you, with what you're studying, are two separate things. You're not really connected, because what you studied has not been incorporated and calculated by yourself. You have not taken it in. That's sort of a criticism of today's standards, that the bar has been lowered at that level. So the Rebbe says this is also one of the ideas of counting of the Omer. This letter was written during the Omer, which is to bring the intellect into the emotion. That one should lead his life by the instruction of the intellect. In other words, what you understand should not only be there, but it should actually impact you. It should change your life. It should change you emotionally to make you into a better Torah Jew. That this that he knows in his intellect, this study, which is the revealed part of the Torah, or Chassidus, the inner part of the Torah, this should be in his daily life. That you and what you know should become one. So what you know is not separate, but it becomes you, part of you. And actually, this is one of the ideas of the inner part of Torah, which revelation comes on the third day of the Omer, which is later on in Ois Chof Aleph. To unite and to show that everything is one. That materialism is merely an external item that you need to refine and to make it no longer be materialistic. Take the materialism and refine it from its materialism. And in the physicality, to bring out the inner of it that unites it with the spirituality and the soul of every matter, to move the physicality and materialism and to show the spirituality to it. So that point, the person, which is his body and his soul, they also become one. You become united. There's no two separate. You're not conflicted. You're not two separate parts. You're not one soul and one body that aren't in sync, they're not in harmony, but you're actually all together. How does one achieve that? Through the inner part of Torah. That shows that Torah itself, all is one. The inner part of Torah shows how inside of Torah is the hidden part of Torah and the revealed part of Torah. It's the dressing of the Torah, which is the body of the Torah, and the soul of the Torah, and the soul for the soul of the Torah, that it's really all one. All the parts of the Torah, the very literal outside revealed part of the Torah, together with the soul, the inner parts, the part, the early one. Especially when we talk about Lag BaOmer, which the revelation Lag BaOmer are as the Baal HaYilula. Shimon Yechoi revealed, he revealed the secrets of the secrets, and as the Lashon is Milin Kadishin LaGiloin Ad Hashto, Duhu Kuchabrichu Duhu V'chol Seyaita Kadishin Delei Osu L'mishma B'ched V'n Milin Stimin. He showed, this is the words in the Zohar, which Rav Shimon Yechoi said, that he revealed such high holy words that have never been revealed until that time, and that is that Hashem and all of the holy Sayyid the Kaddish, all of the all what's with him and the Kaddish, they come to listen with joy in these hidden words. This is Beis Ir Tovshin Yud Aleph on the Brooklyn, New York. This is actually seemingly an introduction to the apparently to the pamphlet that the Rebbe printed. The Rebbe used to print from the talks of his father-in-law after the passing. Apparently this is a letter that the Rebbe wrote, because you see over here the letter comes, the date comes in the bottom, as it is when you are writing an introduction. It tells you also the footnotes where it's from. Let's do one more quick letter, and then we'll call it a day because it's late, getting late. We're talking all the science stuff. Okay. Oh, well, here we go.